700. Get here quick. Did you guys do anything yesterday, or is it all the day before your folks?
No, just hung out with the boys. My mom and dad came and grabbed my daughter, and she hung out with them for the day, so just putzed around the house.
Roger. Yeah, we did the Easter dinner thing yesterday at the in-laws, so that was good. Still got home early enough, wasn't terribly late. And I ate too much of the wrong stuff, so, well. WARCY, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Sean, that's what holidays are for, eating things you're not supposed to. I had Taco Bell for dinner, so not the best Easter dinner. Go ahead, Donald.
I had Chinese, and I guess they made too much Chinese because my DoorDash delivery container weighed a ton, and when I opened up the lid, I said, looks like I got enough food for dinner last night, a midnight snack, a little bit this morning, and lunch and dinner tonight, the rest of the day. So I'm hooked up for at least the next 12 hours in the form of Chinese food. Sean, over to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's always good. Which one did you go to when it comes back around? I know we really like Young's down the street there. Oh, man, I haven't had Chinese in a while. Problem is, I'm watching my carbs, and there ain't nothing out of a Chinese restaurant that is easy on the carbs. It's all got rice. I've ordered, like, you know, I can't hold the push the talk button on this stupid radio. Anyhow, I've gotten, like, Mongolian beef and not had any rice with it, but I don't know. Gotta have rice. Dakota.
I was thinking the same thing. I don't remember the last time that I had Chinese food, at least from a takeout place. We do, like, the frozen bags of chicken, orange chicken, or General Tso or whatever, but it's not the same. But yeah, there's nothing healthy about Chinese food.
I ordered from Golden City across from White Castle, and Young's was like about I guess they got slandered, they were busy or something, I don't know, but they had like a 45-minute wait time versus 20-minute wait time, and I had General Tso chicken. And I get lo mein. I avoid the rice, just basic lo mein. But they, you know, this thing was just so packed. The lid of the foamy container was bulging. And I just looked at it and I just said, holy cow. I mean, you talk about an overabundance of food for the price I paid. It was just unreal.
Oh, yeah, they always pack it in, that's for sure. I go there sometimes. But, yeah, I haven't had the General Tso in a while. Andrea likes the sesame chicken, which is kind of like a non-spicy version. So, it's pretty good. But, you know, what is there, orange chicken, sesame chicken, and then General Tso chicken. So, all different levels. Well, I don't think spicy orange or sesame have any spice at all, but General Tso is usually a little. None of the Chinese is really spiced up by my standards, you know. It's more than bland. I know, I've been getting like Mongolian beef and sometimes, you know, a couple of times I got almond boneless chicken. I haven't bought that since I was a little kid, and then last couple of times I went, you know, like last five times we went, probably twice, I got almond boneless chicken, which is a real weird one for me. And then I was sick, and I got chicken chop suey, because it's very bland. You know, it's very, very easy. And I was, my stomach was upset, and he told me I had to stick to things like white rice and other various things, things that were easy, chicken, and that filled the bill. I was pretty good, so I've been trying to mix it up, because I always would get my, you know, Szechuan beef or Szechuan chicken or Mongolian beef or something like that. Never would mix it up, so I'm trying. Still, everything's carbs, rice, noodles, chow mein, they're all carbs, which they're not necessarily unhealthy, but for somebody who's diabetic, they're to be avoided. Sucks. It sucks. Hopefully you guys will never experience that. Donald, if you haven't already, you won't. Dakota, hopefully you won't. So just, it's not, that's a good, terribly difficult to manage. It's just you got to give up everything that's good.
No, I was thinking about that this week, and I got to start reeling in the diet again. I've been eating just complete garbage, and it's because I eat out at work every day, and then I get in that routine, and then my wife will make a nice home-cooked meal, and I'm like, ah, I don't know. I don't want that. I want something, you know, something I shouldn't eat. So I'm on the whole I need to start eating better trend again. Just simple quality of life things, sleeping better, feeling better. Chinese food does sound good. Donald?
Yeah, between pizza and Chinese, that's pretty much all I eat now, and I do order out from DoorDash, as Sean knows, and occasionally I do White Castles, but I mean, I still eat like a bachelor, but I've lost a lot of weight in the last few months and dropped a lot of weight, but a lot of it's protein, and the only thing wrong with protein is protein will mess with your eyes. I learned that when I had my cataract surgery a year ago. Cataracts are caused from proteins, and it's like, well, what do you mean? The lady says, you eat a lot of chicken? I said, I love chicken. She goes, that's got a lot of protein in it. Do you drink any protein drinks? No, I don't do anything like that. I just like eating protein. So, well, that'll mess you up. So I learned that, but I still eat chicken, but not as much. And thin crust pizza, it's like cracker, wheat thin cracker type thin crust, and then I get my toppings on it. But yeah, that's how I'm losing weight. I'm trying to cut the carbs, but like the other two gentlemen said, we all like Chinese and to mix things up. So that's pretty much where I'm at. Sean? Protein now. Oh, you got to be kidding me. I mean, if they not, you know, what is there, fat, protein, and carbohydrates? You know? So if protein causes problems, I know kidney problems, carbs are bad for sugar and all that, then what's about fat? I'm just going to eat fat. Yeah, right. That ain't fat. You know that ain't working. That'll clog up the arteries. Everything will fill you in excess. I think that's the key there. Anything in excess. I think the key is eat less. You talk to some of these centurions, you know, how'd you live to be 103 years old, you know, and what's your normal diet? And, oh, I would generally have, you know, half of an English muffin and almost every morning, you know, like clockwork, and then for lunch I might have some grapes and a breadstick, and then, you know, so that's the kind of, you talk to them, that's what you hear. So food is what kills you.
No doubt about it. We didn't evolve by eating and gorging ourselves. We got this far by eating what we could when we could, not sitting down and eating an entire pizza.
Well, I have a standing account with Marco's, the local pizza place here, and, I do go through a lot of pizza, but when I get a pizza, it's like three meals or four meals, depending on how it's cut. You're saying about octogenarians making it to 100 or whatever they are. I mean, my mom made it to 98. And I remember how little she ate in the last 20 years of her life, or 30 years after my dad died. She would just have a cup of coffee in the morning, a couple slices of rye toast, another cup of coffee in the afternoon with something to eat, and that was about it. She didn't really eat much for dinner. I mean, she didn't really even eat dinner, unless we took her out to dinner. But yeah, she looked at me 98, and then Sean went through the list of everything, and I said, you can't forget the shot of bourbon and the cigarette too, because some of those old people, you know, they were still smokers, some of them, and you know, they still had, their little little cocktail there somewhere in there. But those are the rare ones that were really well blessed with good immune system or whatever their body chemistry was. So, yeah, I mean, I've been borderline diabetic, and it does run in the family. Heart disease runs in the family for me. And the reason why I just lost so much weight is because I'm getting tired of doctors yelling at me all the time. So I dropped quite a bit of weight, about maybe 6 inches out of my waist so far, with a couple more to go. Well, that's a bunch, that's for sure. But, and yeah, Dakota, I think that you hit the nail on the head. You know, we were hunter-gatherers, and, you know, you might feast if you on a fresh kill, but you might go, you know, who knows, you might go days, you know, with little more than twigs. So we were designed to really utilize the carbohydrates, fat, and protein to power us, you know, and now we gorge ourselves with an overabundance of protein. Their body's like, you know, what do I do with all this extra protein? What do I do with all this extra carbs? What do I do with all this extra fat? So it packs it on because, you know, well, what about, you know, stores it? And, you know, and then that way we can go between kills a little bit longer, between finding that bush with the good berries. You know, our bodies were masterful at in the plentiful times packing it on so that we could make it to the next one. And that just doesn't fit with modern society where every meal is like the bounty. we're just packing it on, man, packing it on. Oh well, this is depressing. Let's talk about the rain.
NADDF. Yeah, it's like an epiphany. I'm going to just start a calorie deficit and stop eating, you know, 2-pound Chipotle burrito for lunch every day. In other news that's less depressing, my janky fiberglass mast that I put in the backyard survived the thunderstorm last night, and the antenna didn't get hit, so that's good.
I got my radio ID DMR net number last night, so I woke up to that in my email. But my computer doesn't still work, and I cannot download my Moto Turbo software disk into my laptop. So I gotta maybe take my computer in and have somebody like from Geek Squad or something reset the whole bloody thing, because it's just one big F up right now. And I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not gonna buy a new computer because everything's Windows 11, and I still need stuff that runs Windows 10. So. Yep, that's about it here on this end. But I do have my radio ID, and I got to work on that. When my computer crashed, I lost a ton of stuff pertaining to these changes, and I got to start from scratch. And then I should have information to Wally as soon as I get his email address. Sean, over to you. Well, there's plenty of people that are good with computers around here, so you could probably enlist some help instead of Geek Squad, but or whoever. I mean, I don't know if you just said that tongue in cheek, but what is it, Wally at Wally.auto or something like that? I don't know. I'll have to get it to you. It's pretty easy. I just can't remember. Holy cow! What is up with that, you idiot? I just came flying up on my rear end, flashing his lights and honking his horn. I have no idea why. Meanwhile, I got in front of me, I got a Pennsylvania car that's stopping in a turnaround. All right, I got to get my head together. Dakota?
Monday morning shenanigans. I'm at the office, so I'm going to clear out and head in. Donald, do not take that thing to Geek Squad. Get it to me. Get it to Dave or Sean or someone to get it to me, whoever. So I'll take it to Geek Squad. I'll fix it. You got my info. Get a hold of me. NADVF, everyone have a good day.
K8RUH.
And on a second, Anthony. Dakota, yeah, I think I have your, at least I have your phone number, so I'll try to get a hold of you that way. I'll give you a call this afternoon. If not, I don't know how your Mondays are. Maybe I'll just call you tonight or tomorrow. W-8-R-C-Y. Good morning, Anthony. What's new in your world?
Oh, not much. Just running a little late this morning, so I'm hopping in as the boys are going into the office, which is okay. I got a, unfortunately, also have a stop on my way in. So this morning's going to get a little chaotic. We'll see how early or late I am to get into the office.
All right. Well, we'll see you, Dakota. And good morning, Anthony. I'm in here for a few more. I got to stop here in a little bit and get my coffee and then get in. Still on target for 7:30. We'll see. But good morning. And, yeah, Donald, what I can do is, like on my way home from work, I can grab it. And then on my way into work the next morning, I go right by Dakota's work. And, you know, so it's easy for me. And then when he's done with it, I can go right by his work. And then that evening I could drop it off. So I could, if I picked it up on any given night, I could have it to him the next morning. And then whenever he has it ready for me, I could have it the next morning after he tells me and then back in your hands by that evening. So I go right by his, I go right by his work every morning, and I go right by your house every day on the way home, so.
Okay, well, we'll coordinate on the phone or something with that. I have your number, and I believe I have Dakota's number, so I'll give him a call this afternoon, late before he goes home, and just let him know what's going on, and then maybe we'll work out something in the next day or two. And I much appreciate your offers from both of you gentlemen. It's truly appreciated the help. Yeah, because I don't know what's wrong with this thing. I've only got maybe 7 icons back, and I tried to load the Moto Turbo disc, and it's not even taking it. It's, I don't know if it's a problem with the drive, but the drive plays music when I put my musical disc in. So I don't know. It's just totally jacked up. All right, you, sir, enjoy your day, enjoy your coffee, and I'll hand it over to Anthony.
Gotta love the computer woes. Man, there's nothing I hate more than a computer that I can't figure out why it's not working.
There we go. Got this Starbucks right by my work, and it's the craziest parking lot I ever seen. You know, everybody's always buying to get in, to get out, get to the drive-through. It is a royal pain. Look, I'm up.
Yeah, Anthony, even my phone had to be replaced about a month and a half ago. It crashed. Well, it didn't crash. The battery swelled and split the case on the phone, so I had to get a replacement phone. Now my Google doesn't work because I got a cookie problem, and I can't get into certain sites on Google. I can get into them on Microsoft because I have both on my phone. But, I mean, I've been around cell phones for 25 years in this technology, and I've solved this problem before, but right now I am totally brain-farted, cluster-fucked, confused, pardon my language, I tried to make it a different word, but it came out too fast, yeah, and I can't get that working, so, oh my gosh, yeah, so I got a lot of stuff going on, and this year just has not been going good for me so far. It's all these little things, and it's just, you know, now it's Monday, so we'll try again this week. Back to you. I think Sean's in line.
Yeah, it's those little things that add up and really make you crazy, though. And the technology problems are some of the worst, right? Like, stuff you know there's a logical way to fix it, and you just can't remember how to or figure out how to. It'll make you crazy.
Well, I'm not the most professional IT guy, but I can usually figure stuff out, or I get a tech guy from tech support from Motorola for something, because my phone's a Motorola Lenovo device through Verizon, And, you know, they'll usually walk me through it, and I take notes, and I can fix it again next time myself. This thing here is just, everything works fine on the phone. I'm completely happy with my replacement phone. But this Google stuff and cookies on their site just drives me to, you know, to almost want to drink again. Never had a drinking problem, but you catch the gist of the cliche. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. So between my phone, my computer, heck, I'll throw in my girlfriend, too. We've had issues. But, yeah, it's just been a rough year for me so far. And the only thing that's gone good is my health, because, like I said, I've lost a lot of weight, but that's probably from stress. So, anyways, Sean got his happy cup of coffee?
I do. Hey, let me tell you what, man. You got your health. You got the single biggest thing. And then after that, if you got a roof over your head, and, you know, and be happy with that. Everything else becomes secondary. I guess you got to eat too. But anyhow, yeah, you got your health. Mine's okay. But, you know, like I said, I gotta watch. I could easily be, there's things that are really, like, you know, things that hurt that shouldn't hurt. And, you know, just my eyesight just drives me nuts. You know, I can see, I got over better than 20/20 vision distance. But, you know, but up close, it just drives me up the wall. Because I'm trying to do all these highly technical things I'm used to, and I just never can find the right amount of light or the right amount of magnification. It's just always fuddling around, and it gets me so angry when I'm trying to do fine work like I used to do, you know, just 5 years ago, you know, and now I just get so frustrated, and I'm miserable to be around when I'm trying to, you know, work on something, you know, fine component, because I'm so frustrated with myself. Oh, well, got my coffee, heading to work. I would say that in general I've got my health, so I'm going to be happy about it. Anthony?
Yeah, Sean, I might be 1 or 2 years younger than you, but that up-close vision, I already feel it when I'm doing, like you said, very technical things, and it's silly stuff that makes me crazy. And when I'm out fishing, tying on a little dinky fly with thin, clear line, you know, you can't figure out how to get that line through the hole in the hook. Man, it's the small things that'll make you crazy. But, hey, have you been keeping up on your after-work activities, going to the gym?
I went... 3 times, and then I didn't go Saturday, and then because I was pretty sore from because I really overdid it. I did some running, and my legs were a bit sore. I could have went and did something else, and I actually thought about doing that, but I didn't. And then it was Easter Sunday. I said, "Oh man, 2 days in a row." So I'm packed here with my stuff to go today. But yes, I did have a couple of days here in a row that I didn't go, which is bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, you got the holidays, and it is an excuse. But, you know, you're saying, like Sean started to say on his last go-around, if you don't have your health, my parents always said, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And my mom had hers for sure. My dad didn't. Heart issues, cancer issues, things like that. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing, and I'm the senior citizen of this trio right now, and I can say the doctors are just yelling at me, and I tried everything I could until they put me on this other diet, and it's losing weight, you know, and take a little bit of medication to help with it, and, I've dropped, I've dropped about 6 inches out of my waist since the start of the year, or just before the end of last year. And a lot of it was stress for me. I have a hard time with stress. I do have I'm not ashamed to admit, a mental health diagnosis. So I've had problems there. And the topsy-turvy up and down, bipolar crap that they tell you, oh, you're just bipolar. Yeah, everybody's bipolar. But, yeah, so It just affects every little thing will affect everybody differently. And then I forgot to mention earlier, I'm Polish, I'm German, and I'm Belgian. You talk about food as your kid growing up, it was everywhere. Sean?
Oh, yeah. You know it, so. All right, I just pulled up, parked. I'm going to get inside. Everybody have a good day. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, I guess. Is that what they say? I don't think at this stage in our lives we have to say, maybe Anthony. If you do, don't name it after me. I don't know. I think we're all getting past that stage. All right, later, guys. W8FU.
I'm past that stage, Sean. I'm not that young anymore. I'm done.
I still think I'm probably the senior citizen of the group at 68. And, I know where Sean's at. And, Anthony, you say you're a couple days younger. I have no clue where Wally's at or anybody else who joins in on these round tables in the morning. But, like I say, it's... wise up and listen up and, take the medication you need to take, which is one pill every day, and it's nothing. It's like a one-a-day type thing. It's, I don't even know what it's called. But anyways, it's just helping with my losing weight. And like I say, watching the carbs, watching the pasta. I'll do more pasta than I will rice. But, it's coming off of me, and I just got to stick to it, and... my joints and things like that with my mobility issues are doing better, but if I sit for too long, I still have issues. And Sean could attest to that when we have breakfast on Saturday morning. I got to get up out of those seats. Sitting there. So, all right. Everybody have a great day. Everybody do take care. All the best. And we'll talk to everybody later. We'll be monitoring, though, through the day, like I always do. W8RCY, we're clear.
Have a great day, Donald. We'll talk to you later.
KE8VSI Mobile.
Good morning, Greg. W8RCY Donald is here, waving a Monday morning hand to you, Dakota, Anthony, Sean, and myself just all kicked off.
All right, very good. Good morning, Donald. Yep. Everybody looks like they probably arrived at their spot. I'm just heading out, going to the dentist. Thought I'd throw my call out and see who's left. And it's you. Very good. Hope you had a good weekend.
For Easter, it was a quiet one this year, but I got a ton of Chinese food to last me for about four meals. I think they just, realize they cook too much ahead of time or do prep work too much ahead of time. And say, we'll dump it all on Donald. He'll eat it. He'll eat anything kind of a thing. And, I got enough Chinese for at least another two or three meals after eating some last night. But, we all just signed off shortly before 7:30, so you just missed us. But, everybody's on their way in. And you got to go to the dentist, which is no fun. And I'm always around because I'm retired and I either have music playing or I have a radio on somewhere, or both, and that's my monotonous life.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm retired as well, and I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. I wouldn't say monotonous, but not an exciting life by any means. But day-to-day stuff. Lots of Chinese. That's cool. You don't got to worry about getting food for a while. We did... tacos yesterday, had my sister and niece and grand nephew over, and did tacos and just hung out, so it was pretty quiet as well.
I think somebody else said they had tacos as well. Maybe it was Dakota, I'm not sure, but it was definitely not a Taco Tuesday, but it's a Taco Sunday. Conversation was just mainly about foods that we're eating at our age that we shouldn't be eating and, all that stuff. And then we had some pretty conversations with that. So that's about it on this end. I will let you head off to the dentist. Be a good be a good patient. Maybe they'll let you go in the little toy chest and get yourself a little toy for being a good patient. And you just have a wonderful day. And if you're on the road, be safe with some of these storms coming through. WARCY. Have a good one.
All right, that all sounds good. Yeah, maybe I'll get one of those clickers. I remember the clickers I used to get as a kid at the dentist. They probably drove my mom nuts. So, all right, well, thanks for coming back. Good Monday to you, and talk to you soon. KCACSI.
Ah, clickers. I remember those things, but I don't remember them from the dentist. I remember those things for sure. All right, take care. Good morning, Mr. Wally. WARCY. I'm just going to let you know that I will text you later today my email address, and then I will get everything together with the information you need. I got my radio ID over the weekend for the DMR, and put on there everything you need to know, and we'll go from there, and I'll email it to you.
Oh, very good, sir. Okay, let me know. Yeah, you text me that over. I'll text you back my email address or something. I heard you and Sean talking this morning, but I was on the phone for work stuff. So by the time I got off the phone, you guys were already gone.
Most of the guys are gone because they have actual jobs. My job is to sit here on the radio and listen for people like you to talk to.
Hey, I have an actual job. I just get a little bit more freedom, probably because of my age, being the second most senior person here.
You're not lying about that one.
See? Third most senior person.
Okay. I have been retired since I was 56. So 68 now, that's 13 years. But I was talking to Greg this morning. I'm not sure where his status is on the list, but I'm not ashamed to admit my age. So anyway, all right, I'll let you and Cujo and everybody else talk. I've been talking all morning. I just thought I'd tell you to look for my email coming in with my email, or my text message coming with my email address on it so you have it for your records. When you see it come in, it doesn't get lost in spam. W8RCY, we're clear.
Very good. So we got this DMR ID, and I just got to get the code plug and read it, and then I'll call you and ask you what you want in it. So we can go from there and how you want it. Do you want them in different zones or however you want it? Yeah. Possibilities are almost endless with that radio. Matter of fact, that's what I'm talking on right now. This is the E1-755-OE.
Well, we're only loading into two radios, one HT and one mobile unit. That's it for now. Everything else can be done down the road because I'm going to probably empty out my other 5550E, empty it and just sell it. Because it's not going to get utilized like I thought it would, and it's not DMR capable. It's the UHF R2 version, not the R1. So that's all stuff down the road. I just want to get this other stuff started. All right, thank you for your time. Good morning, Cujo. Everybody have a great day. W8RCY.
Later, Gator. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Oh, just heading to Ann Arbor to do some local stuff. Another fire. Got to go figure out what's causing the flames and hopefully put it out by today. Morning, Donald. 73
Yeah, so I got that. I got it in advantage.
Morning's a little bit slow. Don't have much energy today.
Wally, neither. I did like 6 hours of driving this weekend, and I'm not used to doing that kind of driving, so I am spent. But I got to go to work, and then Wednesday I have to fly out for work. I probably won't get back to really late Friday, so I got a busy week.
Yeah, long travels and long time traveling tends to wear on you. Myself, my coworker is still, well, me, mostly is still recovering from last week. It took a couple days to get warmed back up after being out in that chill for 2 days straight. Oh, KCKGO for identification. Good morning to everybody else.
Yeah, I think they said my NAKPP. So, very good. Okay. Other than that, nothing big. So, I just figured I'd throw my call out there and playing with my all-star a little bit. I got 1 year, one at work. Makes it a lot easier to walk around the house with a handy talkie.
Yeah, I got to get one of those. I know there was something else Sean had that he had a couple extra of. Forgot what it was. But, probably an all-star note or something. Got to press those out eventually. But one toy at a time, I guess.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't have one, his, of course, are better, but I get by with the little white dongle and cut it down power-wise, and just a Raspberry Pi, and, you know, they just, they claim there's emissions all over the place, blah, 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 but the thing's putting out 6 tenths of a watt, and if you put a dummy load on top of that, you know, it still covers your house and your property, so that's all you really need. And the most important thing is it doesn't have any strange noises or out of frequency or anything of that nature. But even if that's the case, once you program it, it's programmed for good. So you can go up a few hertz or down a few hertz and get it tuned in. So, and just leave your radio at a normal frequency. But that's how I do it. But I think there's 3 or 4 different ways of doing it. The one that Dawn has, of course, is the best, in my opinion, but they're pretty proud of that one.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. It's in due time. You know, got to take a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, like Cheech and Chong. A little bit here for Santa, a little bit for us for Santa.
There you go. Very good. All right, sir. I'm going to let you go. I will throw my call out a little bit later when I get in the vehicle. So I got a few things more I got to do before I get out of here, including they want me to take another pre-test before I go take the test. So amazing. They want me to go take a test for a class that I used to teach. I just don't get it. All right, man. I'll talk on you later. KCKJOpen8KBB.
KKBB, 73, talk to you on the flip. KCKJO monitoring.
Thank you.
K8UZQ mobile monitoring.
Saturday, so it's only there one day. I'm trying to get it there longer than that, make it worthwhile taking.
One year in the 90s, I can't remember what year it was, but Marshall and I took down a four-bay Sinclair, and we parked the motorhome behind the restaurant on the hill overlooking the Hera Arena. There was I remember it was called the Rib Spot. That was the name of maybe 20 motorhomes or so parked out back there. And they charge you like $40 for the whole weekend to park it there. So I had a 30-foot Class A, so we parked it back there. We put the four-bay on, tied it to the ladder on the back of the motorhome, and that was our Dayton repeater. And I remember we were running the repeater on the mobile antenna on the RV going down, and a guy somewhere in Detroit said, "Where is this repeater located?" I said, "Well, just think of it as the moving inverse. it's traveling."
That same thing. Somebody jump on their repeater. Oh, I've never heard this one before. Well, they probably won't hear it for very long, but I think that was one of the years that Mike had the A-Bay on the back of a van, conversion van. He had it on the, made up a thing to put it on the back of the van, so he ran it going down the road. But I'm not sure if he's going to run the DMR going down the road this year or not. I don't know. It's up to him however he feels. But yeah, it's pretty neat. It'll be running. Should be running all weekend at the arena. He's taking a car battery to run it on. I don't think he's got a solar panel, but anyways, that's a neat setup.
Well, that's all we do. I mean, it draws, we're only running it, I think, a couple of watts of power. We run it on, I've got a super gainer on the back of the van, on the ladder rack at the back. It's a conversion van with a raised roof. And we put the super gainers right at the top on the ladder rack, and it covers the fairground perfectly. And it works really well. We've been doing it a couple of years now. Oh, maybe three or four. Anyway, it does work good and gives us a line back here, and it also gives us a slot, too, so we can use radio to radio on the ground.
Ours as well, as I said. Taking a T-Mobile, I don't remember what we used last few years, but you'll have the T-Mobile hotspot, and there may be a Starlink as well, so it'll have connectivity back to the system. It'll be on the Gainesville frequency, so I'm going to program that in. Just go to the mi5.cc and look it up in Gainesville, and you can throw that in your radio.
Yeah, very good. Well, that'll keep everything connected. And of course, we talk back to this repeater all the way there and back because we're tied into the DMR link up over to it. So we never leave London as far as the radio is concerned, but we have a lot of fun there. Why not?
Yeah, there for a few years, down by Bowling Green, and Mike was actually able to make his own repeater back in Danville direct, so that was kind of neat. In band conditions that time of the morning and the ducting where you were at, I guess.
We were talking one year to Lee M38PP all the way from just south of, I think we were about 40 miles north of Dayton when we lost the repeater. And I had the ICOM 706 Mark II G in the van, and it only has 20 watts on UHF. But we talked back to the Shedden repeater so far down, it was amazing. It's unbelievable. You have to be there. But Lee was. We were talking to Lee. I picked it up in Toledo, and we never lost it until we were almost in Dayton, you know, maybe 40 minutes out of Dayton.
That's what ham radio is all about, right?
That's right. You get Bob over here, and he's having fun with it. The band's up. He gets on his HT, and he works into the 440 over here. You know, you normally normally when UHF opens up, it flies. Like, I think it does better than 2 meter. But it's interesting because he's able to hear and hit the repeater over here. The wind is blowing the right direction, and the band conditions are good. But that's right. That's all what radio is about.
Yep, that's for sure. So, a lot of times, anymore, I just go to the swaps for the social aspect of it. Years ago, it used to be you went to Dayton because if you needed something, you could find it at Dayton. If you couldn't find it at Dayton, it didn't exist.
That's still true. The outdoor flea market is very large, and good attendance numbers go right back into the 90s. They're getting over 32,000 people, so it's still doing good. I noticed this year, again, R&L isn't going. I think that might be a family-run business, and I think people are just getting too old to, do the show. I know ESL Surplus used to go. They don't anymore, and R&L is out, so... What that does is it leaves a bit of a monopoly for those that do go, like DX Engineering and so on, because we have no more MFJ and no more R&L, so the others that do go are going to take up the sales.
Yeah, getting up there in participation, but I don't think it'll ever be like Hair Arena. I don't see it.
A great big Radio Shack truck pull up with all kinds of stuff. I know that was a fun place to be. That great big Radio Shack tent they had set up there back in the 90s.
I know you'll never experience the Pocino like they had at in the parking lot the 1 year at Era.
Plastic, wasn't it? Everybody needed a nose plug. Yeah, I remember. And then the convoy of septic trucks coming in. They had a lot of work to do.
Yeah, there was a lot of shot there that they had to suck out.
Incredible, yeah. Yeah, what a time to get your drain plug. And it doesn't stop. Because, that were the indoor facilities. They had a lot of Dayton dumpsters there that took care of the rest, but still, that was a lot of backup.
Yep, that's for sure. Them were the days.
WRV3MX, yeah, they were. Well, they're still going. Like I say to people going that are getting older, how many more years are we going to have that we actually can go? So enjoy them while you got them, Go if you can. A lot of fun.
Yep, for sure. That's what it's all about. If you don't enjoy it, why are you doing it?
I just want to jump in here and say good morning, fellas.
Not sure where who it is. You faded in and out of it.
I'm on a handheld here in the backyard. It's a VA3LJW from Hamilton.
VA3LJW. Good morning. Yeah, well, it's raining. I'm just coming out of London. Or sorry, Ingersoll. Between Ingersoll and Woodstock, it's starting to rain. So you may need an umbrella. I don't know.
Okay, guys, I've been hearing you guys talk for a little bit, so I just thought I'd jump in here and say hello.
Didn't get the name. It's Mike here, and I'm talking to Jeff, KD8SBR. He's over in Michigan driving around.
Okie dokie. Have a good one, guys.
Jerry, good morning. Back to you, Jeff.
Hi, and goodbye. Just a misty rain here where I'm at. I'm not sure. Cadillac area, I think, is where I'm at now. Heading for Manistee. heading across the state. Like you say, once we get through this, then there'll be warm weather. They're saying 70s this week. I looked at the long range, and supposed to be only getting down back down to 40s. Is the lowest it's supposed to get in the long range, so that'll be good. Keep it above freezing.
I've done that drive to Manistee. I bought a boat from a guy in Manistee, 10 years ago, and drove up there to pick it up, and that's awesome country. It's all back country. Reminds me of northern Ontario. It's the same scenery, same land, same everything, and I always like to drive through that, except in the wintertime. I think I'd want to then.
Yeah, it's like Canada. It gets hairy up here in certain spots at certain times.
Yeah, no different. Weather can change anywhere. And it is just kind of spitting in Woodstock here, so we're still moving right along. Yeah, very good. 13 feet, so it's starting to warm up. But yeah, the long range is showing the same thing here, Jeff. It's going to be nice. It'll be up in the 60s, high 60s, 70s, that sort of thing. So we'll take all we can get. And hopefully we won't need the umbrella in 3 weeks' time when the invention starts.
Come on, Mike. Wouldn't be Dayton Zinia without it raining, or at least a little bit.
Well, I did some work on my van. Had a real weird thing happen. I was hearing a very, very, very slight exhaust leak from the front of the motor, and I thought, where in the world is that coming from? It's a 4.2 Ford, 1998. And the exhaust is all original. It was from Florida. It doesn't have any rust on it. Anyway, the peeping sound, I tried to find it, Finally, I broke down and said, okay, I'm going to pull the EGR tube off it. Because years ago, I had a braze weld at once, and that'll attract in it. Well, I did braze weld it, but I fixed it. But once I got the tube out, I could actually take a look at it because it's got heat shield material all around it. It had all the way down, almost to the connector up front. And I thought, you little stinker, that's where the exhaust was leaking. So the tube should be in tomorrow. I'll replace it, and we're good to go.
I heard you say it was a tube for the exhaust, but I didn't quite follow that.
That took a sample of the exhaust at the output plan to the exhaust manifold that fed it back to the top of the motor to go into the EGR port, the EGR valve, and it had a split in it. That's where the peeping was coming from. I pulled the doghouse off and drove it, and I could smell exhaust, and I thought, there's no way I should be getting any of that inside the vehicle. You know, sure enough, that's the problem. So take care of business, and we should be good to go.
Well, that's good. Glad you were able to fix it and get it ready to roll.
Did a bunch of work on it about 5 years ago. We were still driving it back and forth to Florida. And I never had any trouble. The only thing I ever had going in Florida was a starter solenoid. Took a hike on it. And but we're staying with family down there, so I had to drive and everything else. So I said to my wife, I need you to come with me to Advance Auto Parts in Nova Road in Daytona. I said, I have to pick up a solenoid, but I can't shut the van off. So I took a screwdriver, and I jumpered the solenoid to start the van. And I said, just wait in it here with the engine running. I'll go get the solenoid. We'll drive back, and I'll shut it off and change it. And that's all. The only trouble we had with it.
Hey, Jeff, what are we listening to? Yeah, I just wondered what you got connected.
Didn't realize it was connected, sorry. KBSW.
Yeah, no big deal. I just didn't, I thought you just didn't realize. No big deal.
I didn't catch the call. The name is Keith, and I'm on I-94 heading south. Over.
I-94 and heading south. 94 runs east and west, sir.
Yeah, it does. But at the moment, I'm headed south. I'm between Fort Huron and northern Detroit. Over.
Well, you got NHWJL here in Detroit there. Is it still morning?
That was the last time I checked. Yeah, coming up a little bit after 11 o'clock. Oh, a very good morning to you. As I said, my name is Keith. I actually live on the Canadian side across from Fort Huron. In the city of Sarnia, I'm headed down to New Baltimore this morning. Got some, got an eye appointment with my eye doctor.
I'm a little confused. Did you say you were from Canada?
That is correct. I'm a U.S. citizen, married a Canadian lady, so I live on the other side. I have a Canadian call, but when I'm in the U.S., I use my U.S. call.
I see. All right. Well, I used to live over there in Windsor myself, but I wasn't a ham then. But I lived back in the 80s, 82, well, 80, yeah, early 80s over there in Windsor there. So I know what you mean. I was married to a Canadian as well, but we're no longer married there. This is November 8th Whiskey Juliet Lima. Jay in Detroit.
I think you said the name was Jay. Well, very good morning to you. I'll tie up the system. Wanted to, I'm getting, I believe, into the Richmond link since I'm fairly close to that. Anyway, 7-3, very good morning to you that way. This is KB1 SF Mobile.
All right, KB1 FM, Mongville. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
Okay,
How goes Wally World, KF8F?
Wally World go pretty good. How you doing, Dave? Busy week this week for me, so I got to head out towards New York. I think I told you about that.
World of the East Coast Reflector.
There you go. That's one of my favorites. I listen to them once in a while, and I get emails from them. They're pretty creative. Thanks for joining the East Coast Reflector. So, I never say anything. I just like listening.
Yeah, I like to I listen to them sometimes at night. There's some people that show up and, you know, after 10 and stuff like that, and they're chatting with each other. Have some interesting conversations.
Yes, sir, they do.
Hey, Dave?
I got to cut you short. I'm getting home. I'll grab a bite to eat. So I will chat with you on the way back to the office. Take care. Yeah, it was connected to the VHF for a while, and I was getting confused. I'm not sure what was happening there, but I don't think it's connected anymore, so I was on the phone with Sean. So, all right, I got to take this. I'll call you back, and I gave it to you.
Hey, Dave, is that the M1KE that you're on right now?
Yeah, is the audio hot or something?
No, it's actually fantastic. That's why I was wondering. But I'm on my Cisco, so, but between you and me, it's beautiful. I'm not listening to it on the air, of course, but it was notably good.
Yeah, it's using the ULAW format, so I think when you're listening to each, you know, you're on the phone, so yeah, you're going to get the best audio.
Yeah, you're perfect here. It sounds great. Yeah, I have no idea how it's translating to the air, though. All right, anyhow, I got to get out of here. I just heard you guys, and your voice had a certain, like, presence to it that I hadn't noticed before. I said, man, that sounds good. I want to put that mic. All right, I got to get out of here. W8FU.
Alrighty, and you can probably hear pierogies are cooking in the background here. So I'm going to let you go, Wally, and I'm going to concentrate on not burning down the house. I'll listen out, though. KF8F. 88
FDF.
KF8DPZ mobile and monitoring.
This is November 8, Mike Julia, November. Doing a little test, no response required, thank you.
Is that you, Eric? You're breaking up.
No, this is the Whiskey 8 Victor India Juliet.
There you go. You made it that time.
Yeah, I was just testing the coax to see if it was transmitting. I think it's okay. Yeah. I don't know what they call it. 40, 80 cable. I don't know what it's called, but am I making it?
KF8S. Yeah, last time, that last transmission there, it was breaking up a little bit, but you, I heard you said something about you're testing a J-pole.
I'm testing some coax, too. On the, a little bit too long of a run for this HT, but I just wanted to make it, and I'm receiving pretty good.
Very good. Yeah, I just put up one of those. It's not, I don't know if they call it a J-pole or a Slim Jim, but it's that N9TAX antenna. I just put one of those up to hide it from the HOA and the blended in the siding, and it works pretty well. I'm not on it right now, but that was what I was using a little while ago.
Yeah, okay. All right. We're very good. Well, it sounds good. And I just wanted to set put the PL-259s on it, crimped it, and soldered it, so at least I it's the DXE-400 Max coax, so put up a new antenna a week and a half ago.
Very good. I got suckered into the marketing of that Mezzo-Poloni. From Italy. They put the connectors on for you. So I was a little lazy there and let them put the connectors on. So very good. Anyways, I'll let you get back to your testing there, and I'll be on the side, KF8S.
Oh, yeah, I would have done the same thing to trim the coax because I had to go through a wall. So I kind of figured it from there, and good for RG8, the RG8, and 213. So if I want to do RG8X, then I got to get another die, which I can do. Yes, I may end up getting another die. But it works great. Easy to do if I'll get, it's got the coax stripper and the little thing that you have to do so you can cut it. A little expensive. It's a tool, so if anybody help, I could probably help him. Anyway, thanks for me. The name is Greg, Golf Romeo, Echo Golf, 73.
KF8, DGZ, Kilo Fox 8, Delta Golf Zulu. I heard somebody was experimenting with an HOA antenna there, and I'm about to do the same thing. Just curious if you're still there, what you're doing with the HOA situation. KF8, DGZ.
Yeah, very good. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Sierra, KF8S. Name here is Dave. And what I did was, so there's a guy on eBay. Well, he's not on eBay. It's N9TAX. It's November 9 Tango Alpha X-Ray. He makes these Slim Jim antennas, and that what they look like is they look like little ladder line. The antenna looks like a ladder line, basically, and he strips it out. And then on the end of it is a SO239 connector. You can get other connectors on it, too, but I just did the SO239. And I just put the coax, like, in the siding. You know, I just routed the coax in the siding. And I have it, I have the antennas actually, like, embedded in the siding next to the upstairs window. So it kind of blends in. So the coax just comes out a little bit. So, I mean, if the HOA police were really that picky, I mean, I guess they could be that picky, but most likely they won't see it. And so it's up about 18 feet, and it gets into most of the repeaters over here. Back to you.
Roger, that's kind of funny. I'm talking to you on the exact same antenna. I bought one like a month ago. So, yeah, I'm using the exact same antenna. It's like $30. I absolutely love it. I'm in South Lyon.
My name's Joe, and I don't even have it up that high. I just have it hanging outside on the corner of my house at the first floor level. And, yeah, I can hit just about everything in southeastern Michigan, Ann Arbor, up to Milford on 50 watts. The furthest I've gone is the DTE repeater downtown Detroit. I've had conversations, no problem on that one. A little bit of static. But, yeah, I have the same antenna. I absolutely love it. I'm thinking about getting it up to the second story. But it works great on 70 and 2 meters. KF8 DGZ. This is Joe in South Lyon. Back to you.
Very good, Joe. I'm up here in Macomb Township, and so I'm going into the Mount Clemens repeater. And let's see, what was I going to say? Yeah, the other option, and this is the uglier option, is I have a, there's this mobile antenna. It's by Comet. It's a 2x, they call it a 2x4 SSR. And you can put that one on a mag mount and like a cookie sheet. You know, you put a cookie sheet for the ground plane and you just stick it somewhere that's free around you. And that actually works pretty good if you can put it on the second floor inside your house. But, you know, my wife doesn't like when I leave the antenna up on the banister of the stairs. But occasionally if I'm not in my shack and I'm like upstairs and, you know, upstairs using the radio, I'll get that out. I hide it behind a chair, and I'll take it out every once in a while. But I don't know if I'd recommend that one, but or that method. But it does work.
It's kind of funny. My wife just saw the N9 PAX antenna hanging outside the window. It's been out there for like a month, but we saw it just the other day when we were walking around the house doing. You know, household stuff, and she's like, "What the hell is that?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's that's the antenna I was talking about." She's like, "Oh, I didn't know it looked like that, but whatever." She wasn't too concerned about it, but yeah, I just have it hanging, you know, a foot off the side of my house. I don't think anyone would even know what it is to complain. But I'm about ready to take a step into the HF playground, and I haven't made any decisions there on antennas. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I don't know if you've played in that space at all with your thinking about an HOA. KF8, DGZ, Joe in South Lyon, back to you. Oh, I'm hitting the West Bloomfield repeater.
Yep, sounding good. Yeah, I use this, I use an NFED antenna. So I do this kind of the same thing. I sneak the coax around to, the backyard of our, you know, into the back of my house where I think most of the HOA police or, you know, the people that are really nitpicking, they're going to probably be driving, looking at your front most of the time. But what I do is I kind of, the antenna is against the house. It's like a black wire and it's like, it's 63 feet and I have it like routing above, we have this like sunroom area. I have a routing up there and then it goes up to the second story kind of over the roof and then back to the other side. And our siding is kind of a dark color so it blends in with it. And so basically the antenna is attached to the house but on the outside. And that seems to work really well. The only issue lately is the bands have been really crappy. I mean, other than that, it works great. I made some contacts. It's 10, 15, 20, 40 NFEDs. Like I said, 63 feet. MyAntennas.com is what I got.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one. There's a, oh, I forget what it is, a shack or something, NFED too. But I'm probably going to do the same thing. I'm going to do like an NFED. And I might try and make it out to a tree in the back of my property, but it's a long ways out to that tree. So I might try and do that. I honestly don't think if anyone saw it, they wouldn't even know what it was. I think in my subdivision, they would mostly get agitated about like some big honking antenna off the top of your house or something. I mean, if you have some NFED line, you know, sloping down to your backyard or like that, NTAC, N9, TAX, you know, antenna hanging out a window, or they're not even going to care about anything like that. But I think I'm going to try an NFET when I get the radio, and I got to get going on my jungle here. But curious if you've made any 10-meter contacts with that setup that you have there. KF8 DGZ, back to you.
Yeah, when the bands are open, you can make a good 10-meter contact. The wire's on the kind of the south side of the house, so it's exposed in that direction. Usually 10-meter in our area here will reach Arizona, like the Washington State area. It hops pretty far, so you'll usually get southwestern United States, maybe Florida, but yeah, I made very few voice contacts. I made a lot of FT8 contacts, but like I said, the bands lately, we had that big storm. So if you've been trying lately, or doing anything lately like that, because I think with your tech license, you can use 10-meter for data. But it just hasn't been good lately. So, but, you know, we're still in the middle of the solar cycle, so it should open up again, hopefully again. But this past couple months been crap.
I went to a POTA event that the South Lion Club put on this past weekend, and there are about six or seven people set up there. Everybody had a different antenna set up, so I learned a lot about antennas there, and everybody was saying the same thing. The bands were bad. These were some pretty experienced POTA operators and had some good rigs, and they were kind of all struggling a little bit. But, yeah, so I'm going to get the radio, I think, tomorrow. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with an antenna yet. We'll have a nice radio with no antenna. But I'll do an NFET or look at these other stealthy HOA ones, maybe pull the trigger on one of them, see what I can do with it. But, thanks for reaching out. It's kind of funny we're both talking on the same antenna, or at least I think we are. But, I appreciate the input. And with that, I'll say 7-3s. I'll hear you out for one more. KF8, DGZ.
All right, very good. And, yeah, that's how to learn what's the best to use. Just go to one, you know, if there's people setting up in a park, go see what they're doing. That's kind of how I learned, too. The first time I went to one of these parks, they were looking at me, what am I doing? I had one of these really odd antennas. And they were kind of like, we've done that before, and we know you're going to have a bad experience. But I did a pretty good job. But anyways, when the band's open, the band is open. I've been able to make contacts with, like, 5 watts, 10 watts, and those are satisfying. So, all right, talk to you later, and get studying on your general, and good luck. KF8S.
KF8S, KG8BSI.
Don't tell me you're just getting out of the dentist office. Boy.
Probably not. I'm just giving you a hard time. WNRCY, good afternoon.
Now, this morning was quick and easy. Go back in 3 weeks for the harder stuff. Hopefully done for a while at that point.
Well, like I said, I got nothing better to do, so I was listening for you all day. This is the first time I've heard you, so I just had to say it, that's all. All right, I'll let you try to get a hold of Dave.
All righty. Yeah, sounds like you already bailed. No big deal. KG8BSI.
Question, can that be disconnected so it aren't trashing the whole network?
Goodness.
Or you just build nodes that don't connect to everything.
Sector 4, XUZ, this is AF8.
UZ. W4, XCD.
I gotcha. I'm just pulling out of the Skydeck.
Sound a little weak. Can you move a little closer to the microphone and repeat, please?
I'm just pulling out of Jimmy's driveway.
Copy that. Okay, I just left work about 5 minutes ago. So I'm just going to come straight home this time.
Okay. I didn't eat, so I'm probably going to eat my sandwich on the way home. So whatever you want to fix for dinner, there's leftovers.
Can't wait. Okay. I'll see you when you get home. 88.
How
about you, AFU?
W8FU from W8RCY. W8RCY is standing by listening. We're sandbagging. KF8DUZ W4XED.
That four station, can you please turn off your Roger beep, please?
W4XED, is that better?
Yep, thank you. W8CMN.
Copy, I didn't realize there was a rule on it, Mr. Peter. KF8DUZ is W4XED. W4XED, standing by. And a PPP mobile for a little bit. Heading home.
Thanks for flying out today.
I fly out Wednesday. But I had to take a pre-test of the pre-test. So that's why I'm heading home later than normal.
Trying to get back to my home because I got a 6 o'clock meeting, but I am so Auburn Hills.
Oh boy, you can't get there from here at 5 o'clock. I'm almost sure of it.
Yep, no doubt in my mind. I'm not going to make it by 6, but I'll tell them to start without me.
There you go. Part of your planning commission stuff?
Yeah, we had to call emergency meeting for this whole development, and some other things came up with it. And we have 60 days to respond, and we're already past the 30, so we got to get this done and over with.
I would wait till at least 45 days. Call their bluff.
The lawyers are already involved, so we got to make a move on this, or we're going to be up the creek.
I'll sell you a paddle.
Oh, no paddle.
Come on, that was good stuff.
A lot of money.
I talked about the same time you did. I said, come on, that was good stuff.
Now that we got a lot more information than what we had before, and because of paperwork that was submitted last month, we're already past the 30-day mark as of yesterday, so yippee. Some people aren't going to be happy, but we got to move on with this. And we tried, but they have all their ducks in a row, and ours are kind of scattered around the pond. So time to make them swim right.
I never really did understand that expression, all your ducks in a row. Ducks really don't go in a row. They kind of just migrate around. But hey, what do I know? Other than that, I'm on St. Clair Drive, almost home on this breezy Monday, and
our drama is slowly, ever so slowly, subsiding. So that seems to help a little bit. And we got lots of people at different venues this week. Myself in Syracuse, Steve in Little Rock. Going to be an interesting week. My son is in charge of the ship. So hopefully there's still a ship when we get back.
Well, I'm sure if he was trained by Papa, I think he'll be just fine.
Yeah, I hope so. Alright, sir. Tommy, you guys careful. I'm in my driveway. Oh, look. Oh, they got another UPS package. I'll bet that's the speaker for my little XDL. Alright, take care, bud. And a Wally cake.
W8FU.
Come with the circus for the day. KTKTO.
Yeah, for today. Starts over tomorrow. Got Richmond ready to go, so I don't know. Tomorrow's going to be pretty busy. I don't know if I'd love to get that thing installed and operational tomorrow. Warren was giving me all sorts of side look. So gonna have to pick it up tomorrow. Well, coincidentally, your signal sounds like you're in a frying pan. Bacon frying. But you're okay, I copied everything. Alright, I gotta jump in here, see if my order is ready. They said 15 minutes, it's been 13, so I'm going to go 2 minutes early. Smack me. I'll be back. W8FU. They lied. They said the pizza would be ready in 15 minutes. I went in there in 13 and it was ready. Negative. Pizza. My wife wants pizza. Well, she always wants pizza. But this place I went to is, they do pizza bowls, so I can get a pizza with all the fat and the protein and none of the carbs.
Cauliflower crust?
Nah, aluminum foil crust. The pizza bowl, they basically make you a pizza and it's all in an aluminum tin.
Oh, you get all the goose and the game, but you don't get the carbs.
That's right. No crust at all. They do have the cauliflower crust here, but that's a little deceiving. They mix it up with some flour. It's not as carb-free as you'd think. It's pretty good. It's better than a flour crust, especially a white refined flour, but and I'll do that, but I do like these bowls. You got to get only certain ones work. They got a Philly cheesesteak one, which is pretty good, and then they've got their Supreme works pretty good. And, it's like all topping, no pizza dough.
That certainly wouldn't be great later.
I was going to have leftover from yesterday, but I figured, you know what, I'll save that for lunch or something tomorrow. All right, Tom, I am pulling up at the house. I'm going to get inside with the goodies and all that. We'll, after yours, we'll clear out and get to our goodies.
Enjoy your Italian festivities. 73. Enjoy. Have a good night.
All righty. Will do, since you told me to. I will. W8FU.
KF8S, N8BDF.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I was, so both of my my AT&T SIM and my Verizon SIM both had full service, so I don't know what that's about. Other than the fact that I'm mobile, I really don't know why it was so bad.
Yeah, I don't know if there was, like, interference or who knows. But I've never had it that bad before where it's, like, that much packet loss. And I don't know. It almost seems like there would be interference or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet, too. Once I get home and turn that thing on, I bet you it's totally fine. So it's just the nature of the... with these cellular hotspots, they suck.
Yeah, I know. I was talking on my phone's hotspot with my... with that M1KE, and I don't know how was I yesterday when I was talking to you. Was I breaking up a lot, or was it pretty smooth and a couple drops, or what?
No drops. Just yesterday you had, like, the slightest bit of like, picket fencing. Like, certain syllables would get cut, but you weren't garbled, you didn't sound digital. It didn't sound packet lossy. I don't know. It was weird. It honestly sounded like a picket fence issue, not a packet loss issue.
I'm trying to... Okay, so my signal here, am I full quieting in the repeater? Because I'm only getting the repeater at S5 for some reason.
I wouldn't call it full quieting, but pretty darn close.
All right, I'm on my roof antenna, and SWR is not the best. So I don't know. I gotta look at all my coax connections, I think.
That just reminded me. I bought a new SO239 BNC connector for my truck. Right now, to get to, I didn't have patch cables, so I went from my PL259. Into a barrel connector, female SO239 to SO239, into a female BNC, into a BNC patch cable to a BNC on my radio. So probably getting quite a bit of, I wonder if that has, no, it shouldn't have anything to do with it, but I can swap that out when I get home too.
Yeah, I think the, I don't know if this is planned or not, but the, cannot connect to FBI with All-Star, so I guess I'll just ruin my radio with my bad SWR for now.
Which antenna do you have on there?
It's the N9 TAX antenna, N9 TAX antenna. I just gotta go check my coax connections at some point. It seems to be getting most of the RF out. It's just like I did the SWR test on my 705 here, and it's like not good.
I don't know what power you're at or if you're running the amp, but you sound fine.
Yeah, it's about 8 watts. I set it at 81%, and just for giggles. But yeah, it should be fine enough to talk for right now. But I do need to address it at some point. It could also be the loss of the cable because not. I mean, it is a longer run.
What did I hear? I was walking around. Did I hear there was something up you can't connect?
Yeah, your All-Star, I can't connect to 48412 or 43732. I don't know what's going on there, but they just sit there connecting.
It's interesting because about an hour ago, it was about 3:30, yeah, so it's more like 2 hours. You were on the MAC, the 7.2, connected up there, and you kept over and over and over, kept saying KFAS disconnected, and then 43013 disconnected, over and over and over and over again, and so I ended up having to kill telemetry on the Mecca. Just so we wouldn't hear it, but I don't know that it's you. It could be, we have a, with all this wind, is it possible we have some intermittent connection? Because I was having trouble with something else as well. I don't know, but yet it looks like everything else is connected. That's what's weird.
Well, I can tell you I was never connected to the MAC. It's your buddy that's doing the multi connections on his node, and he's just spidering everything. So I know he's trying to just do monitor mode on all of them, but he's not getting it right.
Okay, yeah, he needs to turn off reporting. I'll have to talk to him.
WATAP. Maybe Eric did it.
Hey, sounds like me. Is this repeated located?
When you're on a network, you have to be more specific.
It's located in the cloud.
Which repeater, Eric?
I was on the other link. That was weird.
He was on mine, ABAP.
I think I was keying up on the DOT 500.
You were.
I didn't think I could make it in that from Warren.
Yeah, you were full quieting. I got to run into place here. ABAP.
Anyways, yeah, I'm noticing my, the repeater is only reporting S5, so I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I know there's wind today. Might have something to do with it. I gotta check all my connections. So I will be back. KFA does.
Eric, you just get out of work?
Yeah, I was on low power just sitting in the parking lot. I thought I was on 2.6, but I looked down and I think I was on the, wherever the DOT 500 is, I forget. Where is that again? It's out west. I'm west of here.
It was a triple. Where is this? Where is this again? Not Rochester Hills. Darn it.
Orchard Lake and Lone Pine Road.
Bloomfield, yeah, okay, yeah. I didn't think I could make it in from 12 and Van Dyke, low power. But I was coming in pretty much the same as the 2.6, a little bit of bacon.
About a mile away from the repeater there, and you're sounding real good.
Well, I'm on the Warren. I'm on the Warren machine right now. I'm about 5 miles, about 4 miles from the Warren machine.
Well, that explains it. I can hit the Warren machine from here, West Bloomfield, like a mile away from the West Bloomfield repeater there, with an HT on the port, but not on low power.
I think the 2.6 Warren's got the higher antenna, so yeah, I can get into it. Well, I don't know. I got into it on the HT, like 28 in Van Dyke, 28 in Rochester Road the other day, with a rubber duck.
It's pretty good. I used to live out that way, right in between Lakeville and Leonard off of Rochester Road there.
Yeah, they don't really have mile roads up there. Tinkin in Rochester, so whatever mile road that is, 25, 26. I know Romeo Road is 32.
Sir, and Mack Road, which used to be gravel, I'm not sure if it still is or not, that used to be 34 mile. It used to run between Rochester Road and Van Dyke, right past the proving grounds.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
Guys, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to jump in there and say that repeater was over here in West Bloomfield. I have a great one. I'll be listening. KEWOJ.
Yeah, no problem. This is WATAP, Whiskey 8 Echo Alpha Papa over here. Just heading into Sterling Heights. So, I just programmed that West Bloomfield repeater into my radio, but never actually heard it until today, so didn't know what the coverage was, but it seems to be pretty good.
It used to be really awesome. I used to listen every night to a lady coming home from a GM plant over in Lansing to her house in, I don't know, it was like 30, 40 miles north of Lansing there. And her and her husband used the West Bloomfield repeater. You'd think there would have been something closer, but they always sounded like they were right here in the yard with me. Then it got moved. It was down for a while, and then it's back up again. And it still sounds pretty good, but I'm not sure it's got the same footprint it used to have.
You know what couple you're talking about? They're on the Dansfield repeater that's linked in. The Dansfield repeater, wherever that's at. Yeah. Yep. I used to hear them every night. Probably about 11 o'clock, right?
Exactly. Yep, she'd get out of work, and all the way home, she'd complain about what was going on in the plant there, and the husband would just listen and make sure she wasn't hitting any deer on the way home.
The husband would kip and go, every once in a while and go, well, there you go.
Exactly. He had to listen to that every night. Even after she got home, we, you know, when she got home, we didn't have to listen to it anymore, but he did.
That wind was terrible earlier. Yeah, it calmed down a little bit, but yeah, today it was pretty brutal. Carrying some pizza out of the pizza place, and the wind caught me and darn near ripped the pizza box out of my hand.
I went to step out the front door on the porch and have a cigar there, and the front door just about smacked me in the nose.
I would have lost my pizza. I would have been happy all day. But, yeah, it's much windier than that big wind alert we had a few weeks ago. This is, seems to be worse than that.
Well, period, it got blown down, and I thought, geez, it didn't seem like the winds were that bad. Not today, just a week or whatever it was, a week, 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Well, at least it's not raining. It was pretty warm out. Got pretty warm today. 70-something, 75 or something it got. And, didn't rain, so that's a good thing. Tomorrow should be nice, too. Anywho, I don't know who else is out there. Dakota's still out there, or Dave, or whoever else is out there. Pick it up. I'm just about home. Guess not. The other guy out there by the West Bloomfield repeater, you didn't talk on the CB back in the day, did you? Voice kind of sounds familiar. Noise like you're standing outside in the wind there, but you're in there good now.
I appreciate the check. I just picked up another Kid Radio TDH3. Been having a lot of problems with them. The duplex side of them keeps going out, so I might not keep the radio too long, but at least this one's working. I appreciate it.
Yeah, funny you should mention that. There's a guy out here that has a few of those, and I
after he did the Nixure, I think it was the Nixure firmware, a couple of his no longer transmit. So that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's pretty much what I'm referring to. On the duplex side, mine quit working, but simplex, they actually still work pretty well. I don't know what's wrong with them, but every time I get a hold of the company, they apologize for it and send a new one. It's wild. I mean, customer services.
Okay, it's a different problem then, because mine wouldn't work on the repeater, even though I was transmitting 5 watts on the input of the repeater, the correct frequency with the correct PL tone would not key up a repeater. Only certain repeaters that wouldn't key up, not all of them. Then I put the radio back to stock, and then that worked fine after that, so I put it back to stock. So that's a weird one. And then I think I put the latest firmware in there, and it seems to work.
Yeah, that is definitely a weird one. I just put the latest firmware in, so hopefully this one actually stays good for a while. I like all the features it has. I like the Bluetooth programming and the Type-C charging. Now they're telling me not to charge it while the battery's on there, but I've got 3 of them now, so that shouldn't be an issue. Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-Ray.
Yeah, I got, like, not to brag, but it's an addiction. I have, like, 35 different HTs, and I do have that. I do like using that as a all-star talking radio, because I can turn the wattage down to, like, 50 milliwatts. But other than that, I can't stand the dinky keyboard on it, and the receive on it is definitely less than my other radios. But like I said, for all-star use, it's fine. But there's a guy out here who's got the clear one, and he's got the green one. So do you get the black one, the green one, or the clear one?
Yeah, I have the black one. I don't need to be super flashy. The All-Star node, that's definitely something I wanna work to. I've got a DMR hotspot. That's one. So it's just trying to figure out a radio board to use and all the modifications you gotta do it. I prefer not to spend all the money on pre-built.
Well, if you're talking about an all-star node, then you can build one, you know, the Raspberry Pi and the dongle for well under $100. I prefer the Raspberry Pi 02W, not the 0W, the 02W. Draws very little power, and there's several different, there's kits available for about $80, or you can buy a white dongle on Amazon or eBay or whatever, and those are usually in a 50 to 70 range. So yeah, you're talking $15 for the zero in the case, and every, you know, you get all the accessories and cords and everything. It's just under $100.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot cheaper than what I was finding. Now when you say dongle, what are you referring to? Because everything I've researched, as far as trying to set it up RF, they say that the zero can't handle it.
Absolutely not true. There's several commercially produced ones. Now it's got to be a 02W. There's a big difference between a 0W and a 02W, night and day. And they can absolutely handle it, because I've been running them for about a year now. I have like 4 of them. And the Shari node company, Shari Zero, makes a kit that uses a 02W for about $80. You get when I say dongle, that's the RF radio part of it that plugs into a Raspberry Pi. So it's basically your SA818 module on a circuit board.
Okay, that's kind of what I was gathering. Actually, look on Amazon, see if I can't, because I didn't know that I could see, with the 02W even. Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-Ray.
Yeah, the kits for hams, that's the Shari nodes, and then there's the hotspot radio company. There's several companies, and in their lineup are ones that use the 02W, and it works fine. Like I said, I have three of them, and I've been running them for about a year now, no problems at all. And the side benefit is it doesn't draw that much power. It stays nice and cool. So if you're going to run it on a battery pack, you know, you get more life, obviously, because it doesn't draw as much power. Like my 02W with a dongle only draws about 500 milliamps, 500 or 600 milliamps during on transmit. So you can get a lot of time out of just a simple cell phone battery for a power source if you're going to make it portable.
I appreciate it. Sorry for the delay. I had someone come up and start talking to me. But I'm going to look into that because All-Star kind of has me intrigued. And I feel like it's a better fit for me than DMR. I do have to get back in, so I definitely appreciate it and all of the information.
Yeah, what's your location out there? What area are you in?
Currently, I am at 21 and a half in Greenwich, sitting at work in Chesterfield.
So you come in and off the Mount Clemens repeater? The KC8UMP, right?
That is correct, KC8UMP.
Yeah, I'm about 8 miles from each. Doesn't really matter. I'm on the Warren machine, but UMP is same distance away, pretty much. Well, very good. Well, there's a lot of people out here that are into All-Star nodes. So my name is Eric, by the way. You can give me a shout out there, and I can give you some help if you need it. There was a double there. I think your name is Dean. Come on back, Dean.
Yeah, it was just how many repeaters are linked to this system.
Yes, there is an All-Star link to this linked repeater system, and also a hams over IP, HOIP, extension number 2.
Fair enough. So this system actually has some decent reach. Cool. Awesome. I appreciate the other station that was calling in. You were a little bit staticky, at least on my end. Go ahead.
He's heading towards your direction, towards Fenton area. And I'm down here at White Lake, so I'm over here on the outside here. Name is George here. Let's see, I got to get you guys' calls here. It's W-A-Y-U-Z, name is George.
Yeah, George, you're a little bit weak in the machine. I didn't quite catch where you were at or what machine you were getting into, but you're not 100% in. You're hearing about 60%.
Okay, I probably got it, but I don't know if I'm in a better spot now or not. I don't know for sure. Trying to get a spot. I'm White Lake, Michigan. I'm over here trying to get into I've gotten in here before, but it's been a while since I've been on the machine here. It's called Whiskey Alpha 8. Yeah, United States is W-A-H-Y-U-Z.
Yeah, all I heard was the beginning part of that, you were pretty clear. All I heard was W-A-8. Not making it in there. You got a picnic table to stand up on. You might be able to do the Statue of Liberty stand.
But, no, you're not quite making it in. You might want to try back a little later if you're a little bit closer.
Try anyway. I don't know. I was outside. Yes, I definitely, I don't know if you hang out on this machine often, but I'll definitely, I think, dive into the All-Star thing and do some research on that Pi-Star 2W. I'm very interested in that. I don't know, I just prefer the RF over digital mode. So, but I appreciate it. I appreciate all your info. And 73s, and that will be clear on your final. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
Yeah, we're out here all the time. You get a hold of Dave or Sean or, I don't know, there's a lot of people out here that talk about All-Star stuff. But yeah, welcome to come out here anytime. And yeah, the website, if you want a nice kit, it's called Kits for Hams. And it's called the Shari Zero. I got the kit. I built like three of my own from scratch using just a Raspberry Pi and a white dongle. I call it the white dongle one from Amazon. And then I built one that's an actual kit that's all together in one metal box. It comes with a metal box. And that one's about $80 for the kit. And that's a real nice one. Nice all-in-one, nice metal box. But yeah, the website you want to go to is Kits for Hams. Anyhow, catch you later. This is W8EAP. Are you eight?
One KRD mobile.